Now back to Kenny and JT on News Talk 1480 WHBC.
His name was Robert Brazil, and with a lineman's bulk and a halfback speed, he was both tracker and destroyer. For opposing running backs, the man they called Dr. Doom was a double nightmare. Whether they had to block him or run on him, they never stood a chance.
But we're the Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers.
That's the guy with the good voice, not us. Man.
That's how you bring in a special guest, right? You hear the NFL films and then the Houston Oilers.
I love that. Look at Pittsburgh. Here I come.
Hey, did you steal that song from Miami or did they steal it from you?
There we go. It's Cleveland. That's a Cleveland fan.
Right.
That's a Cleveland fan. You ask that question. Everything starts in Texas. Then we give it to everybody else. So nothing started in Miami but sunshine.
Happy to have in studio with us Robert Brazil from the Houston Oilers and the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2018 in town as part of the Hall of Fame residency program. And we're already catching up out in the lobby, and you've got some great stories to tell, but they've been keeping you busy this week, and you told me you've enjoyed every minute of it so far.
Every minute, every
minute.
Share
with our listeners what you've been up to.
Well, first of all, when you can come back, you know, I think about the time when I was enshrined, mm-hmm. and my mother was being taken care of about this. You know, when you got the word off, mm-hmm. you know, you got to make the Hall of Fame speech, you got to get all your kids in town, but my mama had to be pushed around. Mm-hmm. during my enshrinement, and she's not the kind to be pushed around. But the people here, mm-hmm. from the Hall of Fame, all the volunteers, this whole city, took care of the person that I really, really love. And I wanted to do something for them. I wanted to be a part of this program. Mm-hmm. This resident program gets me, when I go down the street in Canton, going down the road, waving, I see all these wonderful eyes that I'm been up since before sunrise to get a spot. See, I'm used to the parade. I'm from Mobile, Alabama. We have Mardi Gras, but it's not like the Canton Parade. It's totally different, and these people are here just to support you, and I want to do something special for these people.
So you get enshrined in 2018, and when you come in for that week, I would imagine every minute of every day is taken. You're going here, going there, dinners and everything else, obviously the induction ceremony. And now with the residency program, what exactly did they have you do this week?
First of all, I went to a elementary school.
Okay.
Guys, they're teaching here up here. Mm-hmm. I was a retired teacher. I went and saw fourth graders and fifth graders. And every kid in the cafeteria and in the classroom had something to ask me a question. How sweet is this when you got kids saying, "What about this, Mr. Brazil? What about that, Mr. Brazil?" And I got an answer for the kid. And I met this special young lady. She was born on the same day as I was, February the 7th. And her mama worked at the hall, so I knew that I had to bring her something. I gave her a Dr. Doom shirt, but this year I bought her a jersey. And oh my God, I never seen cheeks that red in my whole life. But from there, we went to a resident, the old folks home. I'm not going to get emotional because these people need everyone to visit them every now and then. It was one young lady that was 83 years old, and I gave her some beads, a Mardi Gras hat, and a cup. And she said, "Nobody never gave me nothing."
Wow.
That went through Robert. That went through Robert. My wife was there. She went to crying. I went to crying. But when you can go visit these people that need all of us to visit them, then from there, I went around in the city over to the high school, McKenzie. I've been up to the college today.
Union,
Man, let me tell you something. Y'all missed something. Y'all should have been there.
Yeah.
It's a young guy there that mediated this thing. He's good. And whenever you get to retire, I think I got somebody.
You're coming after our job.
Coming at your job. Yeah. You know, you got to always, who came after my job?
Right.
Now, this kid was great. So it's been emotional, fun, rewarding. I've been to Habitat Humanity. I did this. I've been all over the city. I've been places that you can't go during the enshrinement week.
Yeah.
And that's all about the enshrinement, the people that's been enshrined. So. Right. Now I can do something for the city. That's what I want to
do. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Oh, really I appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah, the
this
fans.
Is my second home, guys.
Right.
Come
it
on.
Means a lot.
Yeah, I spent
family
a couple
that, right?
nights here.
You know that. So, all right, Dr. Doom, I saw you play, all right? I grew up in Pittsburgh.
So how old are you now?
I'm 60. Okay?
You saw me.
I saw you play, right? And I remember the two AFC championship games.
Yes.
Renfrow was in, by the way. Okay.
He was.
If they would have had replay back in the day, it would have been a touchdown.
No, let me tell you something.
Here we go.
No.
But you remember what quarter that was in when that play was thrown, that Pasarina's pass?
Was it second quarter? It was still when the game was in doubt, right?
How many more quarters we had?
Oh, yeah, two more quarters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What did we do?
Didn't get it done.
Didn't get it done. So don't talk to me about that
play.
Okay. Because that makes me mad because I could not get the Houston Oilers back to playing Houston Oilers football.
Yeah.
We was playing the Super Bowl champion. Mm-hmm. Forget that call. I take care of him after the game. But right now, we got Pittsburgh in front of us.
You know what the big problem is? My partner over here is a former basketball player. Don't tick off a linebacker. Don't make linebackers mad.
Never.
He's still
a
big
man. I love his approach, though. I love that mentality. That's what you have to have.
Yes, but
you can't go back and change it,
you
right?
You can't change it, so it's over with.
Right.
I still got to worry about Franco, Lynn Swann, John Stallworth, Bradshaw, and
that's
Rocky
Blyer.
Yeah. Oh, my
Rocky
God.
Blyer.
That hard-hitting.
Yeah.
Let me tell y'all something. That's a man in a small body. I throw everything at Rocky. He'd get up with a smile on his face and say, I'll be right back.
They said the same about you, though. They said you would tackle somebody, get up with a smile. How can you be a nice guy when you're a linebacker?
And a nickname like Dr. Doom.
Dr. Doom.
I can't do nothing, man. None of us can. We can't do nothing, man. When you're mad,
football's you're
mad.
Supposed to be a mean sport.
No. I can't do nothing. If I get mad, you don't want to fight with me. Excuse me, but you don't want to mess with me,
right?
As long as I'm smiling, you're getting the best out of me.
Really?
Perfect.
Interesting. I'd love to hear. How'd you get the nickname Dr. Doom? Where'd it come from?
Y'all remember the college all-star game?
Yeah,
sure.
That's when the greats of college plays the Super Bowl champion, which was the Pittsburgh Steelers at that time. We there, and Richard Wood, which played for my Tampa Bay.
Okay.
He came from SC. His nickname was Batman.
Okay.
And he saw what kind of talent I had. And we was trying to be buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I need to find you a nickname. I said, man, my daddy gave me the best name in the world. Robert Lorenzo Brazil Jr. Just let me be that person. Mm-hmm. He said, no, you need a nickname. So Howard Cosell is listening at this conversation. And Howard said, Robert, you need to take that name and break it down a little bit. I said, break it down? Leave, don't worry about the doctor. You know, that's professional. You're already professional. He said, take that Doom part. D-O-O-M. Deaf on offensive men. I said, I'll take that.
That's awesome.
That's how I got the name.
Dr. Doom.
And it's amazing, too, because Dr. Doom, you played with or alongside, and we're going to go back to college because that college all-star game, Jackson State, right?
Yeah, right.
So you played alongside of Walter Payton in college.
I was his roommate.
Okay. So Walter Payton in college, Earl Campbell in the pros.
Wait.
Right?
Listeners, I'm with y'all. I slept with the best two running backs in the world.
Exactly.
I'm going to tell you, I snored and slept with the best two running backs in the world. Now, let me tell y'all, in different beds. I hope
I get that right. I hope so.
Walter Payton in college and Earl Cameron on the road. How good could that
be? That's unbelievable. Tell us a little bit about Walter.
Walter, I think because I'm sitting here today, I owe a lot to the Payton family, but Walter especially. Walter pushed me to the limits because you could not work Walter.
Mm-hmm.
But Walter met a person from Mobile that he could not work. And we knew this. Mm-hmm. We assumed this, and we said every day he would come up with something new, I would come up with something new. When everybody else was going to the cafeteria or going, we done ate and we out there working on our game. Come on, let's do this. Let's do that. Everyone, remember what this dude made me do at 3:30 in the morning one morning?
Probably run that hill?
No. You ever been up a water tower?
No way.
Don't dab me. Wow. Don't dab Rob Brazil. You go, I go, but you go first.
You climbed a water tower?
Jackson, Mississippi.
Wow, man.
And then it was just that tight. I was in so good of a shape.
Yeah.
If my mom would have called me from Mobile and told me she needed me, mm-hmm. I'd have left the fucking dormitory running. Going to Mobile.
That's awesome. So you get drafted in 1975. Three of the top six picks are HBCU guys. Now, we had known Donnie Shell yeah. was the first Hall of Famer that we had met from the HBCU, but there's a lot of them. And, you know, it keeps continuing to grow into the Michael Strahans of the world. Did you ever imagine when you're at HBCU, Jackson State, that you would be drafted in the top 10 in the NFL draft on the day of round two of the NFL draft today?
They messed up and let Walter and myself go to the East-West Shrine game.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Okay. We had Bo Schembechler as a coach, and he couldn't believe what he was witnessing. I told Walter, I said, Walter, you're the best running back in the world. Prove it to me, because I'm going to be the best linebacker in the world at this game and at these practices. We went from there to the Senior Bowl and did the exact the same thing. And I ain't saying this about nobody else doing that shit. I don't think nobody on the field understood what we was doing mm-hmm. because it was a secret. Mm-hmm. But we was on a mission wow. to prove to the NFL that we were the best. Because I literally thought I was going to be the draft choice for the Dallas Cowboys that year. Okay. That made me number one in the pick.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened. They drafted Randy White as a linebacker that
year. Right. Randy White came out.
But you know why?
Why?
Bob Hill had so many athletes on his team, he only allowed the press and the scouts to come to pro day. What y'all doing the combine, mm-hmm. we had our pro day.
Okay.
I ran a 4.45 that day.
Dang.
All right? I passed that little test. It took all that back to two scouts from Dallas to Gil Bryant. Yeah, Brian said, no, I don't believe this.
Because he didn't see it.
Mm-hmm. He didn't see it. Go back and do it again. He came down there, and Bob Hill looked him in the eye like one man to another. I want to do it for once. I ain't going to make no exception for the Cowboys. You don't buck mm-hmm. the wrong bull.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You can't buck the wrong bull, dog. Mm-hmm. You all know it.
Right.
So they end up drafting Randy White for Maryland, number one. And I went sixth in the nation. Now, we didn't do bad.
Right. I was going to say, it turned out okay.
All three Hall of Famers.
We didn't do bad. Me and Walter made history.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Two first rounders from an HBCU.
Jackson State.
Two first rounders. Right. But guess who was on that team? Jackie Slater.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Offensive lineman.
You and went we against had so many other people. Leon Gray.
Loaded.
Man.
The team's loaded.
But let me tell you this story. When we got to, first we went out to Bo Schembechler. And I was like looking at all the talent. I said, Walter, you seen the thing? Different. I said, can't none of these people tackle you.
Mm-hmm.
Not when you're being Walter Payton.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Ain't nobody over there can block me. I'm going to show you in a few minutes.
Wow.
So I had measured my mm-hmm. talent up to what I was up against.
Mm-hmm.
So in the back of my mind and what we was hearing from the scouts, we was going in the first round, but where we didn't know.
Okay.
Amazing.
Your question.
And you end up going to the Houston Oilers and make it to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, class of 2018. But along the way, NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year, 1975.
I had to prove something.
Yeah, you did. And chip on your shoulder?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
I'm still mad at, you know, who I'm mad at.
First team All-Pro. And
I still had to prove something.
Right. 78-79. Now, like I said, during that time, that's when the Steelers were ruling the NFL, and that's the linebackers that were in the league mm-hmm. at that time. For you to beat out who you beat out but to be All-Pro, that says something right then and there. Forget the Pro Bowl. I always look at All-Pro, right? Because Pro Bowl's popularity contest, All-Pro is the best of the best, right? And you were an All-Pro six times, first team or second team, and all decade team of the 70s. What does that mean? When you look back on how special and how dominant the 70s were and the teams that played in there, and you're part of the all-decade team of the 70s, what does that mean to Robert Brazil?
At the time when I got out of the league,
Get up closer to that microphone.
After I got out of the league, you got to understand I was in search for this. And all these other people was going in, and my name wasn't called. I kept it all on the inside. I said, it's just like I used to tell my mom or anybody else, Mom, you can make that pound cake every day because you know all the ingredients to do it. But the best thing you do, you know how to cook it. And for me to get cooked right, I had to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So I was like, not this year. Not this year. And my parents are aging. And I'm saying, please, Lord, let my parents see me go into the Hall of Fame. This is me talking to myself 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't talk to nobody about my problem. Ain't but two people need to know them, me and him.
Right.
That's it. So when I got that call or that knock, I said, my mama going to see it. My dad going to see it. And he is the Hall of Fame. Let's get that straight. His name is Rob Brazil.
Because you're his junior.
I'm junior.
Yeah, I get it. Robert Brazil with us right now, member of the class of 2018 Pro Football Hall of Fame. Now, we've had other residents in here. We had Leroy Butler. We had Tim Brown, Joe DeLamalure. And now, of course, yourself. And the one question I fail to ask all of them. In today's game, if there was a player you can compare that plays as close to the way you played back then, who would it be in today's game?
Well, I have to downsize my coaching as a player because I was really a physical linebacker. I couldn't hit, but I couldn't do this nowadays. So, I don't think nobody could, you know. Yeah, I think the last of the Brazils left with Lawrence Taylor.
Okay.
I mean, style of play and the rules and the way the game is being played now, right?
Not saying I couldn't adjust my game.
Right.
Because I had
How hard would that have been, though, to calm you down, to tame you to the rules that they have to play by today based on how you grew up playing the game?
It depends on how many kids I need, how many bills I got to pay. Okay. Now, if you look at my walls, and I look at it all the time, and I bring kids over to my house, and they say, how were you able to do that? I got Roger Staubach in the DDT. I got Billy Kim. I get around the neck like this. I got all quarterback shots on my wall.
They said, you really?
Yes.
Nice. This,
and they said, that, all of that's illegal, coach. I said, well, back then I could do it.
Right.
But this is how I want you to do it. And I got these pictures where I made the correct butt chest tackles.
Forearm tackle. Yeah.
There's too many defensive people getting hurt because of that. Because you got to gear down. You got to come out of your shoes when you hit somebody. You really got to come out of your shoes. You know what I'm talking
Form
about.
Form tackle?
Yeah. No, back in the day, yeah. I mean, and I remember Chuck Knoll back in the day when they talked Oilers, they talked defense. You were the guy they were game planning against, okay? You were the one that they knew they had to put two guys, maybe three guys on blocking or make sure.
They couldn't because I had another Hall of Famer over there with me, Evan Bathey.
You did.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right? See, up front. So he was taking up some of the traffic. And then
that was taking on three of them Steelers named Curly Cup.
Yeah, and so that team was so good.
It was.
But
it was.
Bum's famous line was, we're going to knock on the door. One day we're going to kick it in. It did. Was that frustrating that you got that close and you couldn't kick it in, or did making the Hall of Fame make up for not being able to get past that point?
No, and it would never be, because you want to beat the best at the best. And the game of football is about winning and losing. We lost to a great team. I'm going to give Pittsburgh, I mean, I love playing them because I was, again, I like playing against the best. Don't put no mediocre person out there. If me and Rocky see that, we're going to say, well done, my friend. Well done, you know. So, but the Hall of Fame? Nah, that's validation for an individual person. This is saying, Robert, thank you for all the hard work you put in the game. And that's what I want to hear.
And that team, you never get cut from that team. Once
I'm
Hall of
Famer 312.
There it is, number 312.
I'm Hall of Famer 312, and I wear it on my golf cart, my jacket. A lot of things not turned to Hall. I even got on certain hats that I wear.
Perfect.
Yes.
That's outstanding. I want to ask you a question about defense, because we see that all of a sudden the Houston Oilers under Bum Phillips goes to a 3-4 instead of a 4-3. We hadn't seen it before. Did it make a difference for your style of play if you're in a 3-4 or a 4-3?
The perfect defense.
Okay.
The perfect defense for me. Now, I hope you all can remember Teddy Washington?
Yeah.
Teddy Washington.
Big man.
Teddy Washington was the prototype of strong side linebacker.
Okay.
Teddy could take Ozzie. He could take any tight end and say, "Hello, I'm Teddy Washington. What you want to do with me today? I'm going to have you right here until Robert make all the tackles.
Okay.
And you can't get off the line of scrimmage until it's time for me to go rush the quarterback."
Mm-hmm. All right.
Now, next to him, I had a guy named Andy Doris.
Okay.
Quick, fast. We're going to either slant over here to Teddy or come to Robert on a slant. Mm-hmm. Now I got Curly at nose guard. Curly, you don't know. He could butt the center, hold this guard with one hand, and this guard with the next hand. And next to me was the beast, Evan. And then mm-hmm. Evan played games with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know if we was coming or we was dropping. Evan know we had practiced so good and so hard to each other. I know every move that Evan was going to make.
Okay.
A lot of times, mm-hmm. I wasn't supposed to be in rushing. Mm-hmm. But Evan ended up, I'm going out here because they ain't going to be, and I'm coming in here because I'm going to take this tackle with me. I go mm-hmm. get him. Trying to beat Rocky.
Okay. He's the guy. Out of all those players, Rocky Blyer, who knew?
No, man. You can knock Rocket to his knees.
Mm-hmm.
He gets up and look you right in the eye like a man. So I'll be right back.
Wow.
And you know what? Growing up there, and his story is legendary. Vietnam vet, yep. Foot trap metal blown off. Right?
A man.
Right.
So a man. Ain't no boy no more.
Probably football to him was nothing compared to what he had been through, right?
That's
so
true.
As good as you were, he's willing to take you on and come back for more because he survived Vietnam.
Our thing between me and him was who's going to close the show.
Hmm.
Who's going to have the last say so?
Okay.
Who's going to close the show? He closes sometime, and I close him sometime.
We're happy to have in studio with us Robert Brazil, Houston Oilers 75-84 Hall of Fame class of 2018, Dr. Doom, and we found out how he got that nickname here today on the Kenny and JT show, and he's in town for the Hall of Fame residency program, which has been a huge hit already. We're getting great feedback on all the guys that we've had in studio. We're right now, if you're listening to us, you can also watch this on Facebook. It's live, or you can go back and watch it as well, and we're getting a ton of views on this as well. I heard this from Joe DeLaMalure last week. He said when they called and said they were doing this, they had over 60 guys sign up right away that they wanted to be a part of this. And you kind of painted the picture why you wanted to be a part of it with your mom and everything during the Hall of Fame week and that. What else have you heard from other guys that have come back for this? Or when they come back for the parade, why it means so much to come to their second home, Canton, Ohio?
See, I'm only a 6-year vet in the Hall of Fame. And when I come back, you got to pick and choose what you want to do. Joe and Evan does the play-by-play and the passing of the football.
Okay.
The passing of the football to get this weekend started off. You know those guys are almost 70, 80 years old, but they are like little kids. Mm. They are like little kids. Passing this football every year. I see people like Bobby Bell has missed 1 year. I see people like Joe Green, my idols. Mm-hmm. My idols, Dick Buckets before he died, Willie Lanier. All these people clear their calendar for this weekend and for the people here in Canton. I want to be that person. I want to do this because not just for them, but the people that's welcoming me here. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to get in the parade, man. You need to ride with me in the parade and see the eyes and the warmness and the people saying, thank you for playing this game. Thank you for coming to my hometown. Thank you for just being here, making it nice for us. Oh, man, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You mentioned the fact you were a school teacher. You were also a football coach. Now, as a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame and number 312, that's the number of Hall of Famers that were in there. You were the number 312th enshrinee. the questions that go through my mind are the stories we hear about the Ray Nitschke lunch that are just legendary. And you mentioned the fact that you've only been a Hall of Famer for 6 years. You get together with every class. Now you're in there. You take on a little bit more leadership role and tell them what's expected of the younger generation and say, man, I am that leader. I am Robert Brazil. I am number 52. I am number 312. You're going to listen to me.
So the first year in 2018, I had to listen. I had to listen. And after that, I will never tell you what we do inside there. It's right. Private. It's only for the gold jackets. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you, it's life-changing for you. All the thoughts, all the words was being told at that time.
Then like being a player again. Like you're being a player again.
No, no. You're there.
Okay.
You're there.
Okay.
It's a secret society. That's your group, your fraternity, if you will.
Gold jacket.
Like we said, once a gold jacket, always a gold jacket.
The death do us part.
Yeah, that's it.
And after that.
And it remains with the busts and everything. How'd you like your bust?
I loved it.
Yeah?
A lady told me today, "Woo, you's a good-looking young man."
You're a good-looking older man, too. John Madden once said that the busts at night come to life. They talk to each other. Who is Robert Brazil talking to?
Walter.
Nice.
Walter.
Nice.
You know, I hate he wasn't here for me. Mm-hmm. Because I was sitting at home crying for him. Mm-hmm. And when he mentioned my name, that's all I needed.
That's incredible. That's a great story.
But he knew, though, that you were going to get in, didn't he? I mean, deep down, he knew you were worthy of.
He took me with him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll always be there with Walter. Like, he'll always be with me wherever I go.
That's awesome. Robert, we can't thank you enough for coming in studio with us, spending some time telling great stories like this. But more importantly, coming back
candy.
To Canton.
He brought some candy.
Yeah, we got kind of candy here. He's bringing us gifts here. But coming back to Canton again for another, you know, not just during Hall of Fame week when it's expected of the Hall of Famers to come back, for you to sign up and be part of this residency program and go to elementary schools, high schools, Mount Union College, the old folks home all over the place. That's a tip of the cap to you for being the person that you were and still are, and we look forward to catching up with you whenever you're in town again.
Can I tell you guys this, and I've told people everywhere I went, I want to do this for y'all. So all you got to do is call me. This is the answer you're going to get. Robert is not busy. Or when? Mm-hmm. I will never give you a no.
That's outstanding.
Okay?
We'll keep because that in mind.
It's people like you that make it work. It takes, like they say, a community, a village. Mm-hmm. And y'all are part of my village. We got to have this exposure.
We love having you.
People would never know I was here but everybody know I'm here now.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Thank you. Awesome to meet you and talk with you. And he is Dr. Doom. Robert Brazil.
Hall of Famer. 312.
There it is, 312. I like that. We'll get a break in right now. We'll come back with plenty more of the Kenny and JT Show right after this. Stay with us.